another messianic application of the Psalter is in Psalm 118. When we look at the context of its application in the New Testament by Jesus in Matthew 22, the rejected stone, which is Jesus, becomes the chief cornerstone. This is a psalm, historically, speaking about Israel, who had been rejected by the Gentile people and driven into exile. Gentiles are seen as builders that rejected Israel as the stone that God was going to use to build or restore. We will see, though, as we look at this, how this is then applied ultimately to the true fulfillment of Israel, the true Israel, which is Jesus Christ, in his fulfillment of it, of this text. It reads, Eben ma'asu habonim hayeta lerosh pina. We pick it up in 118, verse 22. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Notice, Eben ma'asu habonim. Eben is a noun, masculine singular. Ma'asu is from the root ma'as, to reject or to despise. It is a cal perfect, third masculine plural from ma'as. Habonim is from the root bana, to build, a final lamed hay, weak verb. Notice, it has an O vowel, a holam vav, followed by im. And what we are looking at then from this root bana is a cal active participle, masculine plural, the final he having dropped out. So the stone the builders despised. Hayata is the next verb, has become. It is a cal perfect third feminine singular from the root haya. Notice the final he in this lamed he verb changes to a tav when you add the feminine suffix ah. So hayata, the stone which the builders has rejected. Larosh pina has become to the head of the corner, or for the head of the corner. Le is a preposition for the head. Rosh is a noun meaning head, in construct with pina, meaning the corner, has become the head of the corner. Or we could say the stone the builders has rejected has become the cornerstone. The head of the corner, then, is the cornerstone of the building. It sets the direction for the building. The writer then goes on to say something else about what has happened. Notice he says, from 8 Adonai Hayita Zot, he nifla'ot ve'enenu. From the Lord, this has come about. It is marvelous in our eyes. Notice, May eight Adonai Hayitazot. May is a preposition. The noon from men could not assimilate into the aleph of the eight, so it dropped out, and again we have compensatory lengthening under the mem to eight seri. Eight is the sign of the direct object from the Lord. Yod He Vav He is simply the tetragrammaton, the four letters for Yahweh. For Yahweh, the Lord, this has occurred, or has come about. Notice, Hayata, again, is a cal perfect third feminine singular from Haya, and it goes with the demonstrative pronoun Zot, which is a feminine singular from the singular Zeh in the masculine. So this has come from the Lord. He niflat be'enenu. This is marvelous in our eyes. He is a feminine personal pronoun referring to what the Lord has done. And then, it is marvelous. Niflat is a noun meaning marvelous or wonderful. Notice, be'enenu has the be', the inseparable preposition, followed by the shaba. Einayim is the plural noun, ayin, I, so that it is in construct. Notice that the ayin is in construct with the seriyot here, with the nu, which is your pronominal suffix, first common plural. So it is marvelous in our eyes. From the Lord, this has come about. It is marvelous in our eyes. This great text, at one point, is looking in its historical pashat, literal meaning, as Israel being rejected to the land after exile, and the builders representing the Gentiles who had rejected the despised Israel. Now, however, seen through the lenses of the New Testament, our Lord Jesus interprets this around himself. In the Gospel of Matthew, after defining in the parable of the vineyard the ill treatment that the religious leaders have given to the prophets, and ultimately to Jesus himself as the divine Son of God, Jesus says in verse 42 to them, "Have you not ever read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner? This has come about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Jesus quotes this, applying this to himself as the final Israel. The stone now, which the religious leaders have rejected, is Jesus Christ himself. He will become the cornerstone of the new temple, which is the church that he is establishing or building. Jesus then goes on to say, "On account of this, I say to you that the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth its fruit." The nation here will represent Gentiles along with Jewish believers who now will form the people of God. Jesus Christ will be the stone, that is, the cornerstone, that will set the direction for the whole building. He applies this directly to himself then, looking toward his cross work, which would supply the basis for this cornerstone. The religious leaders are the builders who, instead of building upon him, have rejected him. This then is being given to another nation, another people, which would be Jew and Gentile. Notice it says, Jesus then goes on to say, "The one who falls upon this stone will be smitten." This means that in order to fall upon Jesus, one would have to repent and be smitten from pride and all arrogancy and come as a child to him. "But on whomsoever it falls, it shall be smashed," or "he shall be smashed." The words here from Matthew 22 looks at a final, terminal judgment against those that the stone would fall upon. This seems to be also a clear reference to Daniel and the stone cut out of the mountain without hands of Daniel 2, falling upon the image of Daniel, representing the judgment that Christ would bring at his second advent or his second coming. As we look at this great text, our Lord Jesus saw himself then, in conclusion, as the true Israel, rejected by the builders, the religious leaders. Having been rejected, he is made the head of the corner of the new temple. And the new temple then represents the church, which is made up of Gentiles and believing Jewish believers who accept the work of Jesus Christ for their redemption. The work of the God-man on the cross, bringing about this new temple, this new building, by his death and resurrection. May we praise the Lord who has established for us the truth that we can be part now of that new temple through our faith in Him as our personal Lord and Savior, who is the great cornerstone, having set this cornerstone through His death and resurrection on our behalf.